The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 2nd of November, 2008. It's the birthday of the first great American frontier hero, Daniel Boone, 1734, born near Reading, Pennsylvania. Family moved to North Carolina, where Daniel loved to hunt in the forest, educated himself on his hunting trips, taking books with him, took long hunting and exploring expeditions, crossing the Cumberland Gap into Kentucky. Even in his lifetime, Daniel Boone was a figure of legend, captured by Indians, lived with them before he escaped, and that made a great story back home. Daniel Boone never said much, and so biographies of him began to appear, in which his biographers had free rein to invent long speeches for him, have him wrestling with bears or swinging away from Indians on vines. Even Lord Byron wrote about him in his epic poem Don Juan, of the great names which in our faces stare, the General Boone, backwoodsman of Kentucky, was happiest amongst mortals anywhere, for killing nothing but a bear or buck he enjoyed the lonely, vigorous, harmless days of his old age in wilds of deepest maze. It was on this day, 1960, Penguin Books was found not guilty of obscenity by a jury in a landmark trial in London over the book Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence, about a young woman whose husband is paralyzed and impotent and who has an affair with her gamekeeper. The book, published privately in 1928, banned because of explicit sex scenes. But in 1959, Britain passed a new law which made it possible for publishers to defend against charges of obscenity if they could prove that a book had literary merit. And so the next year, Penguin Books published a new edition of Lady Chatterley's Lover, and they were brought to trial immediately. It was a big trial in London. The defense called a series of prominent writers and literary critics, including E.M. Forster. The case lasted 5 days, and it took the jury just 3 hours to reach a not guilty verdict. Penguin came out with 200,000 copies, and they sold out on the first day of publication. The second edition of the book, published the next year, was dedicated to the jury who had made publication possible. And it's the birthday of Marie Antoinette, born in Vienna in 1755, the daughter of the Empress Maria Theresa and the Emperor Francis I. She was married off to the future King of France, Louis XVI, to preserve the alliance between Austria and France. The French Revolution began in 1789. The people stormed the Bastille. Louis XVI and his wife were stripped of power, put on trial, and both sentenced to death. Marie Antoinette was taken to the guillotine in October 1793. Here's a poem for today, a poem by W.S. Merwin, entitled To a Leaf Falling in Winter. At sundown, when a day's words have gathered at the feet of the trees, lining up in silence to enter the long corridors of the roots into which they pass one by one, thinking that they remember the place as they feel themselves climbing away from their only sound, while they are being forgotten by their bright circumstances, they rise through all of the rings, listening again afterward as they listened once, and they come to where the leaves used to live during their lives but have gone now, and they too take the next step beyond the reach of meaning. A poem by W.S. Merwin, To a Leaf Falling in Winter, from Present Company, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Help keep our podcasts and streaming free. Your gift right now will help pay for this service. Contribute by October 31st, 2008. Go to thewritersalmanac.org/contribute. Thank you.